that council resume. Been moved by Deputy Mayor Sutherland, supported by Councilor Davies. Any discussion relative to that motion? Seeing none, all in favor, motion is carried. This is the special council meeting to deal with, of course, an issue that has come before us relative to the Woodland Trails subdivision extension of the draft plan approval. We have with us our planner Rebecca, and I'm going to turn it over to Rebecca to commence with this special meeting. Rebecca, if you'd be kind enough.
Thank you, Mayor Hirsch. Good morning. The town has received a request from Catherine Roth seeking a council resolution supporting her request for an extension of draft plan approval for Woodland Trails subdivision. Ms. Roth has indicated that the economic conditions over the last 3 years have prevented the development from moving forward. However, Ms. Roth is to move forward with the development, which is located in the center of McGregor, at the earliest possible time. The zoning has already been put in place for the property. The preparation and finalization of a subdivision agreement, the stormwater management, and the servicing drawings have already been completed. So what Ms. Roth is looking for is simply a council resolution supporting the draft plan approval to go to the county so that the county can put in place again a 3-year extension on the draft plan approval for this subdivision. The recommendations before council are that this report be received, that council support the request from Mrs. Catherine Roth for a 3-year extension to draft plan approval for Woodland Trails subdivision, and that administration be directed to notify the County of Essex of this resolution. I would be happy to answer any questions of council.
Thank you, Rebecca, for that. Just before we go to public input, are there any questions of council at this time? Councilor DePasquale.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you, Rebecca, from what I see in the report, there's no cost involved to the town for this. There are no costs to the town.
That's correct. There are no costs. Everything has been completed. The subdivision agreement has already been finalized, so there would be no further costs on the part of the town for this.
I just want to say to council, this has been an ongoing process, and this council wasn't here when this came about, but Catherine Rouse has come with this property, and it has went through the various procedures and process to where it is today, and what she's asking here when it came about, and it's a piece of land, I think it's a very attractive piece of land, and the planning relative to this land is going to create an area for people to build homes and reside in and have the be complemented with the rural, or being an urban setting, but have that rural climate where you can have the abundance of trees and the animals and those types of things that will make it conducive to that, if I can use the term, that pristine countryside living. And so what has transpired during that was the fact that we ran and the economy went into a downturn, and of course that put everything in a holding pattern, and now she's looking for an extension with the hope that in the very near future the economy would allow for that to once again be an attractive site for people to move into Amherstburg and develop that into what we're hoping will be an ideal setting for people to come in, live there, and of course enjoy what Amherstburg has to offer. Councilor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hirsch. Through you to Rebecca. Our council gave an extension of 3 years, and now they're requesting another 3 years. When did the original request come in? Like, how long? It was before my time, so how long has it been that the original request with the actual Woodland Trails and the drawings come before this council for the previous council for approval?
Okay, I'm going to ask Mrs. Roth for her assistance. She's in the audience, but I do recall in 2006 dealing with this subdivision myself, and so I believe the original, we were working on draft plan approval originally in 2006.
That's correct, October 2006.
Okay. Any other questions? Yes, certainly.
Okay, and further to that, in the letter from the County of Essex dated September 8, 2011, it states, if a further extension is needed, it is the responsibility of the applicant to make such a request 60 days before the approval lapses, because no extension can be made after the lapsing date. So is this after the lapsing date?
October 5th is the lapsing date.
It says it says 60 days before the approval lapses. So,
go ahead, please.
Okay, thank you, Mayor Hurst. So Mrs. Roth contacted the county. The county has received the request, and the actual lapsing, if there's no decision, would be October 6th, which is why we're moving this forward right now to ensure that it does not lapse.
Any further questions? Yes.
But as a follow-up, it says the applicant makes such a request 60 days before the approval lapses. So if it lapses on October 6th, it doesn't it have to be before council 60 days prior to October 6th?
Not necessarily. The county is not that. They're not sweating the 60 days. And that's not something mandated in the Planning Act, the 60 days that it come before you, exactly 60 days. That's just Bill King, the manager of planning. That's his recommendation, just to allow enough time for the town to process it and the developer to ensure it will not lapse.
It says, because no extension can be made after the lapsing date. So he's very clear in his...
Right. Thank you, Mayor. He is asking for it to be dealt with before October 6th when it lapses. I have discussed this with him, this very matter, and he was completely satisfied with us dealing with it today, and he's completely aware that we're dealing with it today.
Anything else, Councilor Puget?
Yes, I do have one other thing. So when this, if we get this extension, and now we're going into discussion regarding development fees. So where would this fall? Would this be for the development fees? Would it be the old development fees, or would it be new development fees that this property would be subject to?
I would have to, thank you, Mayor Hurst, I would have to take a look at the subdivision agreement, but I think likely it just says that the development fees will be paid based on the development charges bylaw in place at the time of, you know, it would be dependent on when the person is seeking to obtain the building permit. They would pay the development charges based on the bylaw that's approved at the time.
Councilor David, you had your hand up?
Yes, thank you much, very much, Mr. Mayor. Through you, I think this has been a wonderful design. I think it has huge potential for increasing our tax base in the community. I think that we need to be able to give the developer as much support as that we absolutely possibly can, because we need this development. And I do understand, I mean, the whole world was having difficulty with moving forward on development. I understand that if this can happen, I think we need to make it happen. I'm not sure about the question that Councillor Puget has in relationship to Mr. King and yourself and things like that. Certainly that needs to be clear, because people want clarification, but I think that we would be foolish to not approve the progress on this and let the developer do what she needs to do so that we can have further development in our community and get this extended so that we can see some houses being built when they're ready to be built.
Councilor Pino.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This isn't the first request of this kind we've had. Everybody's aware of the economic times we've gone through, and we've had a number of subdivisions that just sort of sat there, and they've had to come back and ask for requests. I personally don't have a problem with it, and if I may, I'll make a recommendation.
I would like to get the input from the public.
Oh, okay, then we shall do that.
Is there anyone in the public have any input they'd like to give at this particular time? Seeing no hands, we'll have that entered into the minutes as such, and certainly, I mean, this is a request for an extension, and this is the process that we utilize for that extension, understanding there are different, in different times, you have a situation that would delay or defer the development, and we should be in a position where we are embracing such a project of this. I only hope that the economy will pick up to provide Catherine to see this dream of hers become a reality. And why would you not, or why would you say no to this request, would not even make sense in my estimation. Councillor Pinal, you were putting forth a motion.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Oh, maybe you got a question. Yes.
Well, she can question after the motion. This is the process, Councillor Pinal.
Most definitely. It's your call. I'll report from the manager of planning services be received. Council support the request from Catherine Roth, and administration be directed to notify the county of Essex of the extension to the draft plan.
They're supportive for that. Councillor DePasquale supports that motion. Discussion at this time. Councillor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. Thank you to Rebecca. So just that I'm clear, when would the extension be? It's from 2006. Would it be till 2017? Is that the when the extension would it expire?
That's correct, yes. Mrs. Roth is seeking a 3-year extension again, yes.
So council would be voting on giving a developer 11 years to build. Yeah, but total 11 years from the date of that it was first brought to council, which was in 2006, until 2017, 11 years to build based on old development fees.
No, not based on old development fees. The development fees will be paid based on the bylaw in place when it's developed.
Okay, so we're not reverting back to the old development fees at all. It will be based on whatever council decides.
In our new bylaw, correct, yes.
Bylaw. Okay.
Understand, so let's be very clear here. The development fees will be reflective of whatever the development fees are at the time of building of the resident. That's what they will be. And let's be clear on the extension here. The extension, if you say the extension ends October the 6th, when is it?
October 6th, yes.
And the extension is going to be going from October the 6th till when?
For 3 years.
For 3 years.
So for exactly 3 years, yes.
And let's be clear on that. So everyone is understanding that. Deputy Mayor Southern.
I'm fine with what's going on.
My goodness. Any further discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We have before you a bylaw to deal with. And that's the appointment of the Provincial Offenses Officer. What's Council's pleasure? Deputy Mayor Southerner.
I'll move the recommendation.
It's been moved that they're supported. Councillor Pilon, further discussion. Councillor Puget.
Yes, this report is very ambiguous because I understood that Council only agreed to advertise for one person. There was no business plan in place to say, at the need, other than it was, I can't go into that, but so I need to know how much money this will cost the community. Did we budget for this additional person? What are the dates of their contract? Will they be unionized? Will they be on probation? And does it mean an increase in pay for BJ or for Nicole? And my question is, if BJ is unionized and Nicole isn't, how is that going to work?
I can answer parts of that, Council. It has, this appointment has nothing to do with BJ or Nicole's rate of pay. Number two, this is a unionized position. Number three is you'll have two unionized positions reporting to the manager of the department, which is Nicole. And then going back, it was budgeted. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it was budgeted, as you recall. I believe it was a, and Nicole can probably correct me, but I think it was a 4-month contract the council approved back at budget time in whenever it was finally passed, June or something like that. That's why we're late getting to it. What are the questions right now?
Will they be on probation?
Nicole, I'll leave. I'll turn that over to Nicole.
LOU was signed with the union, so this seasonal position is definitely on contract, and therefore they're definitely on probation.
Any further questions?
Yes. Some of my questions have been answered. Does it mean an increase in pay for BJ?
No. Nor Nicole.
No, Nicole. So, Nicole, how are you going to do this job when your staff, and this is unionized?
There's provisions in the collective agreement for management to perform work in the event, in the absence of one of the bylaw enforcement officers. We have to ensure that I'm able to do that, especially if it's a health and safety concern. There's provisions in the collective agreement to make that allowable.
Councilor DePasquale?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a question to Nicole. Just wondering, what is their job description? What are they going to be doing? I know a provincial offenses officer. What are they going to be doing in the community?
They'll be enforcing our bylaws. Absolutely.
Would they perhaps be doing the same thing that BJ does?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, just like how are they going to be scheduled? Are they scheduled at different times, different dates? Are they going to be working on weekends? Sometimes things come up.
Yes, that was part of the LOU, is that we have Monday through Sunday and hours outside of what's written in the collective. So we have the ability to schedule afternoons.
So we're going to get better, much better coverage with rather than having one person trying to do everything.
Absolutely, yeah.
Councillor
Puget. So if this bylaw isn't very specific, what are the dates of their contract? Like, will the contract end at a specific date and then we would look for new employees next year? Or it's just not specific at all. It's just very open-ended.
So she signed a contract for 4 months, as council approved. At that time, depending on what happens, we'll bring another housekeeping bylaw to either remove her appointment or to add somebody to appointment or just leave it as BJ and I. It's just a housekeeping item.
Go ahead.
But my concern is that, Nicole, you're working full-time for the town of Amherstburg, your staff. So you will be working extra hours, and so therefore, say you have to work Saturday and Sunday. How are you going to do that 7 days a week? And your job not be compromised as a result of it. For example, if that the other employee is off sick, and you have to take her place. It is a her, correct?
Yes.
Okay. We're leaving ourselves open for you not being able to do your job for the town of Amherstburg, and you will step in to do her job?
No, BJ's full-time. So BJ's here full-time. This is just a seasonal bylaw position for 4 months to help with the caseload. At that time, we'll be bringing a report to council on the findings and hopefully at budget time proposing either part-time or seasonal work for 2015. This is a trial period. My job will not be compromised by any means. We will now have two bylaw enforcement officers for the next 4 months.
So, But I don't understand why we have a third one in there, why you're in there.
Because I'm the manager, and in the event that it's a part three or a big case, that gives me the ability to lay charges as well.
So you won't be working weekends?
No. Well, I mean, we all are on call 24/7, but in the office enforcing bylaws, no. That's for Megan and BJ to do.
Anyone else? On the motion. All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried unanimously. Entertain a motion to adjourn. Been moved by Councilor Davies, supported by Deputy Mayor Sutherland. All in favor? Motion is carried. Thank you. Thanks, Nicole.